I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Finance ministers from the group of seven industrialized nations start a two-day meeting in Boca Raton, Florida tomorrow. The last time they got together, they set off a wave of selling in currency and stock markets around the world because of their statements about the weak dollar. Could that happen again? Joining us to discuss it is Tess Vigeland from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Welcome, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.
So, Tess, first of all, what happened at that last meeting?
Well, the weak dollar has really been an issue for all these nations for the last couple of years. Very quickly, a weak dollar means exports from the U.S. are cheaper abroad, and imports from other countries are more expensive here. So although it can help U.S. manufacturers, it can hurt industries abroad. In September, at their meeting in Dubai, the G7 ministers issued a statement urging flexibility in exchange rates. It was basically a call for countries to stop intervening when their currencies were gaining strength. So the dollar fell, the stock markets fell, as you mentioned, and most observers seem to think that this time around the G7 will probably keep a pretty tight lip on this whole currency question.
So how are other countries reacting to the fact that their currencies are now so much stronger than the dollar?
Well, as I said, it's really not good for either their industrial base or their consumers. And there are some fears that if the dollar continues to fall, that could really slow down economic recoveries in those regions, Europe and Japan. The euro and the yen have taken most of the hit from the weak dollar. We do call it a hit, even though we're talking about the currencies being strong. If the ministers do anything this weekend, it would probably be to indicate that they want this pain, if you will, spread around a little more to other Asian nations to kind of take the pressure off the euro and the yen. And many Asian currencies, including China and Malaysia and Hong Kong, are actually fixed to the dollar right now.
And what is the U.S. saying about what's up for discussion this weekend?
Well, Treasury Secretary John Snow has pretty much been reiterating what's been his mantra the last year or so, that all exchange rates, including the dollar, should be set in open competitive markets. It's a pretty bland statement. The Bush administration always says it's for a strong dollar, but it hasn't been doing much to change the dollar's weakness. Of course, that weakness is helping U.S. manufacturers right now. So the U.S. doesn't really have much sympathy for other countries. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the new Nielsen's People Meter that could eliminate sweeps and make TV ratings a year-round thing.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
You're very welcome.